It's Monday, April 21st, 2008. Hey everybody, I am Ragnar Dansjold, and, well, this is kind of a Pirates Week. Got a very short show for you this week. I just wanted to throw something in the feed. This is not going to be a true Pirates Week. But I do have a couple news items for you and a couple off-air recordings, and we're going to call it at that. Having some issues here at home, and probably not going to have a Pirates Week this week or next. So maybe a little bit explanation on that in the end of the show. But until then, let's do a couple news items, and hey, sorry about the sound quality. Like I said, I'm doing this one on the fly, so to speak. So hold on to your butts. It's a, well, it's kind of a Pirates Week.
Pirates in the news.
Okay, this week I have two news stories for you, one relevant, one not so much. Let's start off with the one that's not so relevant. A Michigan CBer was using a linear amp, naughty naughty, and he got busted here in Michigan. Take a quick listen to this from this week in amateur radio.
An unnamed Michigan CB operator who admitted he is using an illegal amplifier has been warned by the FCC to stop using it and stop causing interference to his neighbors. Back on March 26th, agents from the Detroit office attempted to inspect the suspected CB station, but its owner was not available. In a subsequent March 28th telephone call with an FCC agent, the operator reportedly admitted using a 350-watt CB linear amplifier. Now, in its April 2nd follow-up letter, the FCC has warned the CBer that operation of the linear constitutes the use of radio transmitting equipment without a valid radio station authorization, and that this is a violation of the federal law. He was told that this could lead to punitive action in the form of monetary fines, seizure of his equipment, and criminal sanctions, including imprisonment. The CB operator was ordered to respond back to the FCC and address all of the allegations against him within 10 days.
And for a news story a little bit more relevant to pirate broadcasting, a FM pirate down in Florida has been told by the FCC to pay its fine of $10,000. This again from This Week in Amateur Radio.
The FCC has told an unlicensed broadcaster in Florida to pay up. Rubens Magnin of Port St. Lucie was ordered to pay $1,500 in forfeiture after the FCC traced a signal on 106.1 megahertz to his home. Magnin was originally hit with a notice of apparent liability for forfeiture in the amount of $10,000. He submitted a response to the NAL requesting a reduction or cancellation of the forfeiture. While he did not dispute the violation, but did claim that he didn't know that his actions violated the rules of the Communications Act. Magnin also stated that payment of the forfeiture would pose an undue financial hardship to his family. The FCC says that after examining the financial documentation submitted with the response, that a reduction in the amount of the fine to $1,500 was appropriate in this case and affirmed that amount. Magnin was given the customary 30 days to pay or file an appeal.
You know the weird guy in the corner of the office who always has his headphones on? That's you!
Well, I have three off-air recordings, and that's really the reason I wanted to get something out on the feed this week, because these are some pretty good off-air recordings, and I'm really happy to have all three of them. First up, one that I have very rarely heard or just started hearing, Devil Radio 6925 Upper Sideband, the 13th of April, around 2340, SINPO 45344, on with a CW ID and an irregular ID, broadcasting from the depths of hell into very short clips of AC/DC, some Meatloaf, and then off abruptly. This is about a minute in length. This is Devil Radio. Next up, The Crystal Ship on 5385 AM, the 13th of April, right after the midnight hour UTC, SINPO 35433, a solid S3, actually a little bit better than that after I got the antenna tuned in, a little bit better with the antenna tuner. I typically don't get the Crystal Ship all that well, but on 5385, he's really been coming in well this last week, and this is a bit off their show. This is The Radical with Shot from the Port Side, a speech about Hillary Clinton, a weakish signal with some slight fades, periodic UTE. It was only for a few minutes that the U came in, and this is about 2 minutes long. This is The Crystal Ship on 5385 AM.
That we have been charged by God with a sacred quest.
You are attuned to The Crystal Ship, the official radio voice of the Blue States Republic, defenders of truth, peace, justice, and freedom of the airwaves.
President Bush isn't listening to us.
It's time to end the war.
Congress passed a plan to end it
and bring our troops home.
But the president vetoed it.
We want Congress to know we are with you. Don't back down to President Bush. Send him the same bill again and again.
We the people will stand with you, because stopping a president who believes he can do no wrong
takes people with courage to do what's right.
I'm John Edwards, and I approve this message.
This is The Radical with Shot
from the port side. From the port side. From the port side. From the port side. From the port side.
When the Hillary camp talks about repudiation and denouncement, perhaps they need to look in their own backyard. By forcing Senator Barack Obama to denounce, reject, and repudiate the support of black Muslim leader Louis Farrakhan, maybe Senator Hillary Clinton should be taken to task for her support of the disastrous invasion/occupation of Iraq. The support of Mr. Farrakhan for Senator Obama is merely the wrong person backing the right horse. The support of Senator Clinton for the Iraqi invasion has cost billions of American tax dollars, the loss of American prestige in the global community, and most importantly, the loss of lives of over 4,000 American soldiers and over 80,000 Iraqi civilians.
And lastly, MAC, Max Shortwave, 6850 AM, the 17th of April, 2328 to 0017, SINPO, Awesome 44344. Ultraman was on live. He was playing a whole bunch of Herman's Hermits. Shout out to some listeners, including myself. He did a bit of a review of a SpongeBob video game and off with the national anthem. Hey, it's really nice to see some of the younger ops on the air, such as Ultraman, really kind of let you know that they're going to be some pirate radios for at least the next generation or two. That's really cool. Love to see the Ultraman on the air. He was live, giving off some time codes, so he knew what time it was, so it was in fact live. Very cool. This is MAC 6850 AM.
Where were you when I met you? And hold on, the rear brings out single version. Both songs from the Hermit Hold On from 1966. This is Ultraman on MAC 6850 on shortwave dial. Time is 23:45. Hello, Tom, Harlan, Papa, Harold, and Seven. Hello, to Ragnar, Keyboard, the Poet, Marcel, Grass Cutter, and Sunshine. Now let's listen to some more Hermits, right here on the Ultraman Show.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, it looks like the new Cycle 24 sunspot has been logged. Let's do the propagation forecast coming like it typically does from This Week in Amateur Radio.
Taking a quick look at this week's propagation forecast, we saw a string of zero sunspot days over the past couple of weeks, but this week we saw a brief but significant sunspot lasting only a couple of days. Sunspot 990 emerged as a tiny speck over April 14th through the 15th, but it was a real live solar cycle 24 spot. Not only was the polarity of this region correct for the new cycle, but it was far north above the sun's equator, which is what we expect for a sunspot from an emerging solar cycle. The only previous cycle 24 activity was close to the solar equator. Geophysical Institute Prague predicts quiet conditions on April 18th, quiet to unsettled on the 19th, quiet on April 20th, and quiet to unsettled on the 21st. On April 22nd to the 23rd, though, we'll be active, and then we'll be back to unsettled to active on the 24th.
Well, that's it. That's all I got time to do this week. And like I said, I'm doing this on Monday and on the fly. Hey, and I'm not going to have a show next week either. I'm going to have I run into some issues. I went out on Saturday morning. I thought, hey, I'll clean my gutters. Next thing I know, I'm tearing down one hole. Well, it's a small one, but one of my exterior walls on my house. Yeah, don't ask. It's long and I'm sore. But I have a house pretty much, I actually built an entire wall with a window in a day and a half. That's pretty good for me. It's only about 6 feet long, but wow. Anyways, that's my troubles. I'll let like I said, I probably will not have anything in the, at least a full show next week, as I'm still finishing up the touch-ups and doing the trim work on the interior next weekend. And but after that, we should be back into doing the full shows on Sundays again in 2 weeks. I may get something out. I may not next weekend. I have some other things on my plate. And my blog's down, too, on my personal blog. I'm trying to get that up as I speak. So, hey, until next time, gang, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor's soft glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirate Suite.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.